It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Google says it's fixing a security flaw in Android phones and tablet computers. The problem doesn't affect all Android devices, just 99.7% of them. If you're in that 0.3%, you're golden. According to researchers, the flaw makes it possible for someone to hack into your information if you're on an open wireless network, the kind you'd find in an airport or coffee shop. We've run across a lot of stories lately about security threats on open networks. Graham Cluley from the security firm Sophos says even if you keep your home internet connection locked down, it's different when you go out.
Now, what some of these coffee places try and do, and the airports and so forth, is they want to be all free and easy. And they say, look, anyone can connect to our Wi-Fi. We're offering this as a reason for you to come into the store and spend lots of time eating our muffins and drinking our coffee. And so we're not going to have any passwords at all. And as a result of that, the data which your computer or your mobile phone shares with that internet point may not be scrambled.
Now, it seems like we've been hearing about more of these problems lately. There was the issue of FireSheep, which was this browser plugin that let anyone eavesdrop on what anybody was doing in an open wireless network. Did that ever get taken care of, or is that still just a threat that's out there?
It is still a threat, although it's become something of a smaller threat because both Facebook and Twitter have now given users the option to enable HTTPS. And the S is the bit which says this is a secure internet connection. And if you do that, it means any communications you do with those sites will be encrypted, will be gobbledygook, and so the hackers won't be able to see what you're doing and won't be able to use a tool like FireSheep to leap upon your connection and take advantage of it.
So right now, Facebook and Twitter offer that extra level of security, but only if you choose it.
Yeah, exactly. It's optional. And the other thing is that sometimes, under some situations, you can be using Facebook, for instance, and you've got the encryption turned on, and because you're running maybe a game application or something, it will actually turn it off again afterwards. And you have to then go and reset that option. So you have to really keep a close eye on that sort of thing happening.
So if somebody walks up to you, Graham, and says, Graham, you're a security expert, is it safe to go on a open wireless network in a coffee shop or not? What do you tell them?
I would tend to veer towards more, let's not use the Wi-Fi hotspot, which I'm not familiar with, who I don't know who's running it, I don't know how secure it is, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I would be tempted to say, you know what, I'm going to use 3G instead. Because 3G, which is more like a mobile phone, that's got encryption built in by default. And it can be a bit more slow, but at least you know that the chances of you being snooped on are infinitesimally smaller than if you were using a public Wi-Fi hotspot.
Graham Cluley from Sophos. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
Fans of Apple products tend to be, let's say, dedicated.
Yes, they're said to have evangelical fervor.
Well, there might be something to that. Researchers in the UK gathered some Apple fans and hooked up monitors to their brains. The subjects were shown images of iPhones and iPads, and then shown other non-Apple objects.
Oh, they must have been so upset when the iPads went away.
Turns out the brain activity of an Apple fan looking at an Apple product is identical to the brain activity of a deeply religious person looking at religious imagery.
So, science makes it official. Apple is a religious experience.
Or mimics a religious experience.
No, it totally makes sense. The Apple Store is the church, and you make offerings with a credit card.
But there are no hymns, right? I mean, how do you... You got to have songs.
Well, there's the startup sound.
That's hard to sing along to.
No, not really. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.